Holden is 5 sacks away from tying Michael Strahan. Has that come across your radar? I mean, and are you and the rest of the defense, you know, really gunning for that record right now?
Well, first and foremost, everybody's worried about getting the win, and that's first and foremost. But, you know, he's chasing history, and, you know, he's going to keep doing what he does to make the plays and help the team win. And if along the way he gets the record, so be it. And, you know, we're all pulling for him, hope he gets it, and we're pretty confident he will.
We've all written about his physical attributes, his long arms and everything. What's his personality like, and how does that, you know, help him in what he does?
He's a hard worker. I mean, he studies in the room, knowing the scheme, knowing when you can take your opportunities, knowing when you're going to get that one-on-one block, when they're going to chip you, how to defeat all those separate blocks. And, you know, he doesn't hurt us in the run either. I think a lot of times guys chasing all these sacks will hurt you in the run. He hasn't hurt us in the run. He's helped us in the run. He's all-around great player. And, you know, that's what you have to be a good defense. You can't have just guys out there playing for selfish goals. And he's done it along with helping the team win football games. That's our ultimate goal here.
How much do you have to communicate with him now behind you as opposed to his rookie year? How much more are you seeing his instincts being able to play?
You know, the one thing about great football players is they come in, they're usually pretty good from the get-go. And, you know, Alden got better as last year progressed, and then he just blew up. And, I mean, that's a tribute to him being a great football player. And he's just continued to get better, and, you know, nonverbal communication, all those type of things that you can do to become even better, and pre-snap reads and all those things. So he's just done everything to keep taking his game to another level, and it just keeps going up.
Do you take as much pride in those sacks too? I mean, when he gets one, I mean, you've been on a lot of those plays.
Yeah, I think, you know, Alden does a great job of no matter what we're doing, a stunt, one-on-one pass rush, he's doing the work, and he's getting it done himself too. And, I mean, you know, we take pride as a defense. That's the thing. You know, records, this and that, that's great. And he feels the same way. You know, it's all about winning these games, getting to the playoffs, and ultimately hopefully winning some Super Bowl. And, you know, hopefully that record falls on the way there.
Tannehill's had 4 interceptions the last 2 games. What do you see him be quarterback this defense and be able to take advantage of?
You know, I think the course of the whole year, he's played pretty well. You know, for a rookie coming in, he's pretty poised in the pocket, gets the ball out pretty quick on timing routes. And they do a pretty good job. They try to stick with running the ball. You know, if they become a little bit even more right-handed with Jake Long being out, that's to be seen. But, you know, I think they're overall pretty good team. And a lot of those games that they've lost, 2 in overtime, a lot of them being tight games, you know, it's going to be a pretty good matchup.
Where does he rank among the other quarterbacks that you face in terms of athleticism and being able to hurt you with his feet?
You know, I think like any quarterback, there's not many that are just stuck in mud back there. You know, you saw Bradford take off on us a couple times in 3-man rush. They could all make plays, but I think as far as his athleticism, you know, he's a pretty athletic guy. Tall, can move, can throw the ball. You know, everything you look for in a good young quarterback. And, you know, he's 23, 24. He can run.
Yes, and still early in the week, it looks like Jonathan Martin will take over, you know, their rookie take over for Jake Long, mm-hmm. left tackle. I mean, have you been able to kind of tell what his game's all about, what he can do?
You know, he's a serviceable tackle in this league. I think, you know, it's definitely not Long in there, but, you know, there's things you can do. You can chip, you can slide the line, you can do some more bootlegs, which is a big part of their offense as well, to help him out. So we kind of anticipate all those type of deals going on.